Well, once again, this is Jim Rau, your host, Gather the Outcast Radio Ministry. Great to be with you today. I'm coming to you from Kenya, and we've been having rain this week. Had very hard rains just about every day and sometimes at night also. And so we're thankful for the rain. We've got some beautiful crops, maize and beans and different kinds of vegetables growing out at the Shamba. And so we're very thankful for the rain. And we appreciate you listening today. We're going to be talking about replacing fear with faith. And I know many people have been gripped by this coronavirus, not specifically the physical ailment itself, although we have compassion and every soul is precious, every person is precious. We have compassion for those who are suffering from it and compassion on the families from those who have succumbed to this illness. And we thank the Lord for good health for those of you who are still strong and upright. And we know that fear can sometimes be a greater enemy in a situation like this than the actual illness. That fear can cause people to make foolish decisions. That people can make decisions that may even cost their life. I've seen that happen here in Kenya. We've had a curfew for the last 3 or 4 weeks now, and people have made very foolish decisions. They're rushing home from curfew, wrecked their car or wrecked their motorbike and died. We've had people get tear gas because they were not wise enough to leave their shop or leave their kiosk at 7 p.m. and so they got tear gassed. We had two people right here in Mumias that succumbed to tear gas poisoning. We had another lady who was working past the curfew, and she got shot by a policeman. And so we have had a lot of beatings here in Kenya because the police took the opportunity, I guess you would say, the opportunity to be ruthless with people, which they kind of tend to do here at times. And they were ruthless with people, and they beat them and used it as an occasion to extract bribes from people. And so there's been a lot that has come about just from the fear, and the virus is nowhere close to where I live. We haven't had any cases in this city, and as far as I know, there's not any cases anywhere close around here. But many people have suffered in one way or another because of fear and foolishness on the part of not only the people, but also the part of the authorities and the police. Well, we're going to start today in Psalm chapter 32, Psalm 32, and I'm going to start in verse 5, and this is a Psalm of David, a contemplation. And David says, I acknowledged my sin to you, and my iniquity I have not hidden. I said, I will confess my transgressions to the Lord, and you forgave the iniquity of my sin. Well, let me just start by saying that this time of coronavirus pandemic isolation, this time of lockdown, this time of stay-at-home orders, this time has been, in a way, ordained by the Lord. And you say, well, how can that be, Jim? How can God want us home from our jobs, home from our schools? How can God want us home from our businesses? And obviously, this is the plan of the devil. The release of this virus was a plan of the devil, and it came from a demonic country that is ruled by communists and ruled by people who have no love for the Lord. And so their agenda is to tear down the kingdom of God. Their agenda is to tear down godly nations such as the USA and Israel and other nations that represent the destiny of God. But in spite of all that, God will get the glory from this time. God will get the glory. You're going to see a great harvest come from this coronavirus pandemic. I'm talking about a harvest for the kingdom of God. You're going to see people who never had time to stop and pray. You're going to see people who never had time to read their Bible. You're going to see people who never had time to sit and watch a worship service or a church service on the internet. You're going to see people reflect and contemplate and meditate on their place with the kingdom of God. And that is how God is going to get the glory. Beloved, you have to see beyond the surface. You have to see beyond that which is right in front of your nose and look to see what is God doing behind all of this. Is God freaking out up there in heaven because there's a new virus running around on the earth? No, we've had many viruses, from HIV to flu viruses to SARS to MRSA to measles, smallpox, mumps, and flu of 1918. We've had many viruses sweep across the earth. Polio virus when I was a young boy, and we have survived them all. The human race is still here. Every person did not get wiped off the planet. God did not get wiped out of heaven. And so we're going to make it through this coronavirus. In fact, the light is already very close at the end of the tunnel. I believe in May, we're going to see a great turnaround, and things are going to start to open up, and people are going to start to move about just like they were before. And so God is not rocked off of his throne, and he is going to get the glory, and he is already getting the glory because many people are going to come to know the Lord Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Many people are going to come to know Jesus Christ as their Lord. Many people are going to sit down in front of their computer or their television set and watch an online service. And they were too busy before working 24/7, that is 24/7, and they were too busy fishing or golfing or doing something else, going to the bar. And God is going to get the glory out of this virus situation. Mark that down, write that down, and you're seeing it happen as it unfolds right before your eyes. And so it starts with this. It starts with the fact that we are all meditating before God. We have no props, even for Christians who are devout Christians and go to church every Sunday. God has stripped away all the props. You can't go to church. You can't watch the worship team. You can't look up and down the aisle and see who's in church today. You can't call the pastor up and see how he's doing. Well, you can do that, but you can't rely on the pastor because he's not standing in front of you. You have to come one-on-one before God, and this coronavirus is causing people to have a one-on-one conversation with the Lord God Almighty, with their Creator. And beloved, that is how God is getting the glory from it. God is having a one-on-one conversation with people all over the world. 200 nations, billions of people are in lockdown or stay-at-home orders or somehow confined and separated from their normal routine. And this is how God is getting the glory. And beloved, he is going to make the most of it. This is going to be a great harvest for the kingdom. I know people are going to suffer financially. I'm not rejoicing in that, and neither is God, but God will make up what the devil has stolen from them. God will restore what the locusts have eaten, and so that money will come back to them in one way or another. The economy is going to come roaring back. People are going to be moving about, and the stock market is going to soar. You're going to see people restore and recover what they have lost. And so it starts with confessing your sin. If you've not had a time to meditate and think about your own sin, beloved, if you have not done that, take this time today. This is the Lord's day. Take this time today and spend some time with the Lord and say, Lord, I have sinned. I have separated myself from you. I want to get right with you. Create in me a clean heart. Renew in me a right spirit. Do not cast me away from your presence, O Lord. Renew your Holy Spirit within me. And if you do that, whether you are a churchgoer or not, or whether you are a strong believer, a born-again believer, it all starts with confession. It all starts with humbling yourself before the Lord. And when you do that, God will be faithful and true to exalt you. The Bible says, humble yourself before God, and he will exalt you. And so he will exalt you when you humble, and if you humble yourself before him. And that's what David is doing here in Psalm 32. And he goes on to say in verse 6, for this cause, what cause is he talking about? For this cause, the cause of acknowledging my sin to you. You have to get right before the Lord. That's the beginning basis of salvation. That's the beginning basis of a right relationship with God. You acknowledge that you are a sinner. You acknowledge that you have no righteousness of your own. You acknowledge that you are nothing without God, that everything you have, He gave you, He created for you. Yes, you may be skilled in certain profession or vocation, but beloved, without the gifts and without the intellect, without the passion and zeal and talent that God gave you, you have nothing and you are nothing. So verse 6, David goes on. For this cause, everyone who is godly shall pray to you in a time when you may be found. Well, God, thank God, He can be found at any time. You want to pray in the morning, you want to pray in the evening, you want to pray in the afternoon. We're not like certain religions. We have to look towards a certain city and pray five times a day. We don't do that. You can pray on any mountain. You can pray in any valley. You can pray in any house. You can pray driving down the road, walking down the street, driving in your tractor, in your truck. And so this is the time to pray. Whenever the Holy Spirit prompts you to pray, that is the time to pray. And so David says, in a time when you may be found. And then here's the key scripture I want to speak about today. It says, surely in a flood of great waters, they shall not come near him. Well, that flood of great waters represents the affairs of man. It represents the affairs, the comings and goings of man and all the intricate affairs of each person. That's the flood of great waters. That's the troubles that we have. When you look out at the sea represents all the peoples of the earth, and the sea represents all the interactions, the trials, the tribulations, the joys, the sorrows, the heartaches of the people of the earth. And so David says, surely in a flood of great waters, they shall not come near him. Well, I want to tell you at this time about a dream I had about 3 months ago. And this dream really troubled me. I didn't understand it totally, but now I see clearly what the Lord was trying to show me. I was at my farm out there in rural Norton County, and I was looking out towards the west, and I saw this great flood. It came over the land, and it was like a tsunami. This great flood was coming over the land from the west, and I saw this tsunami-type flood, and it completely enveloped my whole farm. And I was running up the hill of this town, and I was running up the hill to high ground. I left my house, and I was heading as fast as I could away from the house up towards high ground. And if you know the city I'm talking about, it's easy to picture. And I was heading for high ground because I wanted to get away from this flood. And I knew this flood was going to envelop not only my farm, but the whole town and the whole region around this town. And so as I see it now, I understand this flood was, the Lord was showing me, this coronavirus was going to envelop and consume all of the land coming around the region. And so that's exactly what has happened. Even though in Kansas we don't have very much of the virus, especially in the rural areas, there's very little, if any, in many places. And it's the same here in Kenya. The most cases are in the Nairobi area, where there's an international airport. That's the only international airport in the whole country, and it's the entry point for the coronavirus. And so out here in the countryside, I live about 10 hours by bus away from Nairobi. Out here in the countryside, we have no cases around here, and none in this city. I don't think there's any in this county. There's 2 million people in this county, and there's no cases here that I know of. And so the flood of great waters is that plan of the enemy to disrupt the affairs of men, to move the timetable for the kingdom of God, to move the destiny of men and destroy their destiny. And so David says, surely in a flood of great waters, they shall not come near him. Then verse 7, you are my hiding place. You shall preserve me from trouble. You shall surround me with songs of deliverance, Selah. And so, songs of deliverance. Well, what's a song of deliverance? That is a song from the Lord. That is a song. Yes, it may be sung by your favorite singer. It may be sung by somebody in the church that you love to hear sing. It may be sung by somebody on YouTube that you love to hear sing. But songs of deliverance come from the angels of the Lord that break every chain. There's power in the name of Jesus to break every chain. That's my favorite song of deliverance. And the songs of deliverance, the Lord says that he will surround me with songs of deliverance. You are my hiding place. You may know that song. And that is a song that Selah, the singing group Selah, sang years ago. And Selah was one of my favorite groups. Look them up on YouTube. Selah was a gospel trio. And two of the children grew up here in the Congo. They were actually missionary children that grew up, the children of missionaries here in the Democratic Republic of Congo. And they had beautiful songs. And one of them was called, You Are My Hiding Place. So let's wrap up this psalm with verse 8. And David says, I will instruct you. And, excuse me, this is the Lord speaking through David. I will instruct you and teach you in the way you should go. And God wants to teach us right now. He wants to teach us in the way that we should go. And David says, I will guide you. This is the Lord speaking. I will guide you with my eye. What does that mean? How can God guide us with his eye? Well, his eye sees way out ahead of us. His eye has vision to see in the prophetic timetable. And God sees the beginning from the end. He sees where we are. He sees the destiny of man. He sees salvations. He sees the wicked, the evil. He sees it all. And so his eye is seeing the prophetic. The spirit of Jesus Christ is the spirit of prophecy. If you are a born-again believer, which I hope you are. If you're a born-again believer, you should have the testimony of Jesus Christ, which is the spirit of prophecy, which means you should be able to discern the times. You should be able to know the times that you're in, and you should be able to discern what is happening in your life, what's coming. You can't be surprised with things like the coronavirus. You can't be surprised that things are going to be shaken here on the earth, because the Bible says, yet once more I will shake the heavens and the earth. Everything, beloved, is going to get shaken. You better get your feet on the rock. You better get your nose in God's word and start to study it and know Jesus Christ as your Lord. And then these times like we're enduring right now of coronavirus or whatever comes down the way, you're going to be prepared. You're not going to be taken by surprise. Beloved, if you have not read my book, Prophecies for America, I suggest you get that book, Prophecies for America. God gave me a series of dreams years ago, a calamity that was coming to America. I believe part of it is happening right now with this coronavirus. I believe this is part of what God was trying to show me many years ago. He told me to store up food. He told me things were going to get very tough at times. And beloved, I would also say from the prophetic eye, from the eye of God, this is not the last of these kind of episodes or the last of these kinds of situations that are going to rock the earth and rock this nation. So be prepared. Start to prepare your heart, start to prepare your mind, start to prepare yourself physically. Get some food stored up, get some water stored up. Be ready, because the shakings are coming and we're in the end days shakings. And if you get ready and you are prepared, you're going to be able to help people instead of being a burden on people. Well, a scripture that the Lord also brought to me today is Isaiah 59. Verse 19, and Isaiah is speaking this 750 years or so before the Lord Jesus Christ was born. And Isaiah says in verse 19, so they shall fear the name of the Lord from the west, and his glory from the rising of the sun. When the enemy comes in like a flood, there's that same phrase right there about the flood coming over the land, about the flood engulfing the lives of people, the affairs of men. When the enemy comes in like a flood, the Spirit of the Lord will lift up a standard against him. Well, the standard is Jesus Christ, the standard, our banner, Jehovah Nissi, Jehovah Sitkenu, Jehovah Rapha, the standard is our Lord Jesus Christ, and the Spirit of the Lord, that is the Holy Spirit of God, will lift up a standard against the enemy. Beloved, the enemy is not going to win. The enemy is not in control. God is in control. The enemy just wants to bring fear into our lives. The enemy wants us to stumble and make foolish decisions because we are running from the enemy. And the Lord said through Isaiah, when the enemy comes in like a flood, the Spirit of God will lift up a standard against him. Beloved, when you have your faith in Jesus Christ, when you have your faith founded upon the rock of the kingdom of God, you're not going to be operating in fear. You're not going to be making foolish decisions, running from some boogeyman, running from something that you should not be running from. Well, Hebrews 11:6 tells us what is the antidote to fear, and it is nothing more than faith. And it is a beautiful scripture. You should commit it to memory. Hebrews 11:6, for without faith, it is impossible to please God. For those who come to him, for those who come to God, must know that he is, and he is a rewarder of those who diligently seek him. Well, for those who come to God, they must know that he is. You can't just guess about God. When you start to seek God, if you seek him, you will find him. If you seek him, you will draw close to him. God, the Bible says, submit yourself to the Lord, and he will draw close to you. You can know that God is real. You don't have to guess about it. You don't have to wander around in fear and in darkness and grope around in the darkness. You can know where you're going. You can know what you're doing. And beloved, that is God's plan for you. It is God's plan for every person on the face of the earth, including the USA and Kenya. And when you operate in faith rather than in fear, you have boldness. You have authority. The Lord told me, when I was in Nairobi, I had a ticket actually March 15th to fly out to the USA. And the Lord told me to go back to Mumias, that this would be the safest place for me and the most productive place for the kingdom. And so I came back here to Mumias, and I have not missed one day of work. We don't work on Sunday, but I have not missed one day of work. We have been busy building a new church for the Living Water Church. And in addition to that, we've been able to open up the children's home. We have now 4 children that we're taking care of on a full-time basis, the start of what's going to be a great children's home. And so I stepped out in faith and came back here knowing that this is where God wanted me to be, knowing this is the direction that he wanted me to go. And when the Lord is leading you, you cannot make a false step. When the Lord is leading you, you cannot go backwards. You cannot go sideways. You go straight ahead in the kingdom of God, and God will bless you as you move forward. Well, we invite you to partner with Gather the Outcast, not only to help support these radio broadcasts, but also the other projects we have going. We're not preaching any crusades right now, although I have some on a temporary hold. There's some that are going to be coming up possibly later in the summer. But we have projects going here. We're in the final stages getting ready to put the trusses up and the sheet iron up on the church building that we're building. And also I mentioned the children's home. We got the first 4 children into the children's home last week. And we're going to be probably moving forward to get 15 to 20 children in the days ahead, in the months ahead. And so we have many projects going here in Africa, as well as the radio broadcast in America. So again, if you are gripped by fear and you find yourself getting anxious over this whole coronavirus situation, Philippians 4:6, be anxious for nothing, but in all things through prayer and supplication. That is, supplication is a cry for mercy, a plea for mercy. In all things through prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, make your requests known unto the Lord. Beloved, spend more time in prayer, spend more time in His Word, spend more time lifting up a standard in your life, and Jesus Christ will replace that fear in your life with faith. He will replace it with confidence. He will replace it with boldness, and fear will be a thing of the past that you can see it leaving your life, and you can see faith coming in and raising up a standard in your life. Well, thank you for listening today. Stay tuned for contact information. Thank you again for listening. God bless you. Tune in again next week. Have a great week.